Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, from Tucson, Arizona, and welcome to Radio Munson. That ought to reduce the lethargy that usually comes after a large Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not saying that's true at your house, but I'm saying it could be. That's the Basie Band and a thing that Neil Hefti wrote for that band called Dinner with My Friends. I thought that would be an appropriate way to start off a Thanksgiving night edition of Radio Munson from just a little ways outside of Tucson, Arizona, and just a little ways up Dove Mountain, our Radio Munson West studios this evening. Hope you've had a good day so far. I know it could be dinner with my friends at this time of day, but I'm thinking I couldn't find a song called Leftovers with My Friends. And I would have played it if I could have found it. That one was recorded in 1956 by Count Basie and his band, featuring Thad Jones on trumpet and Frank West on alto, and the great Sonny Payne was his drummer at the time. Well, I know that it was probably a day with a large family dinner somewhere, probably not in your home, but maybe you're on your way home right now, or perhaps it was all at your house, but you know, it's the usual thing. Great dinner, but avoiding certain subjects, and maybe even more so this year, avoiding politics. And sometimes it's just good to get home, back home to your little nuclear family, and relax a little bit before the next big thing, which, of course, is Black Friday, which you wake up to tomorrow. Whether you're going to participate in that or not, we need to simplify things just a little bit tonight. That suits you pretty well, doesn't it?
Folks are blessed who make the best of every day, living by their own philosophy. Everyone beneath the sun must find a way I have found the only way for me. I don't believe in fretting and grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life. Cottage small is all I'm after, not one that's spacious and wide. A house that rings with joy and laughter, and the one you love inside. Some like the high road, I like the low road, free from the care and strife. Sounds corny and seedy, but yes, indeed, I like the simple life. Show make me happy. Give me the simple life.
That's Steve Tyrell on Radio Munson. You can reach me at don@wglt.org. Thank you very much, GLT, for giving me license to spend a couple of hours every Thursday evening, which, you know, it's amazing. Thanksgiving almost always seems to occur on Thursdays. The day we do this show. Imagine the odds of that. Well, it's been a day for looking backward, being thankful for friends, for experiences that we've had, and all that. We'll start looking forward tomorrow, but right now we're looking back.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer. I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell you rang to prove that you were strong. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. That we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long.
That's Nancy Wilson with George Shearing, the pianist, and his quintet. George was born in London and came to the United States in 1947. He was in his mid-30s, maybe late 30s, at the time already an established star in Europe. And by 1952, when I think it was the same year he became a naturalized American citizen, Shearing wrote a thing called Lullaby of Birdland, which almost, it's become a jazz standard. Almost everybody records it. But the best one was with George Shearing and his quintet. George Shearing and his quintet, Lullaby of Birdland from 1952. Yeah, Birdland was already an established jazz club in New York. And, of course, Bird, the great Charlie Parker, was well established in New York by that time, had arrived from Kansas City. Here on Radio Munson, a little traveling music here this evening after a trip back home. How was it there?
Thank you.
One of the great hits of 1946, right after the war, Johnny Long, the band leader, using his whole band as vocalists on Shanty, an old shanty town. I'm going to do something by Central Illinois' native Glenn Gray and his Casa Loma Orchestra, a thing called No Name Jive, one of their great hits. Coming up here in just a few minutes, another song from the big band era. Here's a singer who never did sing with any of the big bands, but she's associated with that era. It's the vibrato-filled Tennessee twang voice of Dinah Shore with Nelson Riddle's orchestra.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. He means his tender songs for somebody else. And even when he has his arms around me, I know his thoughts are strong for somebody else. The hands I hold belong to somebody else. I'll bet they're not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf, but it's worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else. Not me, not me, not me, not me. Love songs to somebody else, and in the evening when he puts his arms around me, it's so nice. Then I get the strangest feeling he's thinking about somebody else. The hands I hold belong to somebody else. Well, I bet they're not so cold to somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf, but it's worse to fall in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else. He never belongs.
Somebody else.
That's Glenn Gray and his Casaloma Orchestra. Glenn Gray, a handsome dude from Roanoke, just up the road from Bloomington Normal, and a student for a short time at Illinois Wesleyan University. He also worked for the railroad for a while, played a little alto saxophone. He wasn't an exceptional saxophonist, but good enough to fit into the band, and because he was the most handsome guy in the band, they decided they'd make him the leader of that cooperative band owned by several of the band members. That was a long song for its time. The first time it was recorded, this was a more recent recording in the Capitol Records studios in Hollywood. And back in the days when the early days of the LP, the long playing record, where you could fit a 6.5 minute take on an album. But the first time they recorded that, they had to put side one on one side of a 78 RPM record and side two on the other side. Playing some leftovers tonight here on Radio Munson. And I know you're getting a little hungry. You're thinking maybe those leftovers, just maybe take them out of the fridge and just see what's there. Maybe nibble a little bit this evening. Well, that's what we're doing. Songs that have been meaning to play. They, in fact, were on the playlist at one time or another, but just didn't get around to playing. So because they're with such good artists, we're doing them one more time. Here's something from Jane Monheit.
Here I go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. I'll glow again. Taking a chance on love. Here I stand again, about to beat the band again. Feeling grand again, taking a chance on love. I thought the cards were frame-up, I never would try. But now I'm taking the game up, and the ace of hearts is high. Things are mending now, I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now. Taking a chance on love. I gotta go again. I hear those trumpets blow again. All the glow again. Taking a chance on love. Here I stand again. I'm gonna be the band again. Feeling grand again. Taking a chance on love. Love. I thought the cards were a frame up. I never would try. And the ace of hearts is high. Things are beginning now. I see rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now. Taking a chance on love. I see a rainbow blending now. We'll have a happy ending now. Taking a chance on love. We'll have a happy ending now. Taking a chance on love.
Jane Monheit, that's Andy Snitzer's saxophone here on Radio Munson. Here's one of those leftovers I was thinking about. Comes from 1947, shortly after Johnny Mercer had helped start Capitol Records. And he had Nat King Cole in his trio in the studio. And Johnny said that he would sing a little duet with Nat Cole of a song that Danny Barker, an old New Orleans guy, had written. And well, you can hear what actually happened in the studios as the tape was rolling.
gonna have a frog. Sorry. Supper, we'll eat some food that's rare.
And at the head of the table, we'll place Brother Henry's chair.
Invite all the local big dogs. We'll laugh and talk and eat. But we'll save the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat.
Today I'll go to market, buy up a lot of fish.
Well, that will thrill Brother Henry, 'cause fish is his special dish.
Get a large can of molasses,
have something really sweet. But we'll save the bones for Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat. Henry is not a drinker, he rarely takes a nip.
He don't need a napkin,
'cause the things he eats don't drip.
Blip. One day we had a banquet, it really was a bake.
They started off with short ribs, then finished up with steak.
But when the feast was over,
Brother Henry just kept his seat.
And we served the bones to Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat.
Our banquet was most proper, right down to demi-tasse.
From soup to lox and bagels, and pheasant under glass.
Class, we thought the chops were mellow,
he said his chops were beat.
Reet, we served the bones to Henry Jones, 'cause Henry don't eat no meat. He's an egg man, and Henry don't eat no meat. He loves a pullet, Henry don't eat no meat. A vegetarian, Henry?
Come in, mother.
Soup's on.
Thank you.
Les Elgart's band and Brother Larry playing alto saxophone on Heart of My Heart. Yeah, the gang that sang Heart of My Heart. The gang that sang before consisted of Nat King Cole and Johnny Mercer with Nat's trio. And Save the Bones for Henry Jones. Hope you did that after Thanksgiving dinner today. It's a good day all the way around, seems to me. Here's Jessica Mulaski with those Pizzarelli Boys.
Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How can anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing, and you want the ride away. 'Cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away the pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heck of a band, and a great arrangement by Jack Kortner, whose band it was. A bunch of New York City guys, and Kurt Vile's Speak Low. And speaking, were Bill Mays playing piano, and that was Marv Stamm playing muted trumpet at first, and then flugelhorn a little bit later on, here on Radio Munson. Jessica Mulaski had her husband, John Pizzarelli, and his trio playing behind her with It's a Good Day. Peggy Lee wrote that song. And Bucky Pizzarelli was in that recording as well, the old man. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. We have our own Facebook page, you know, Radio Munson at Facebook.com. Trombonist Jack Teagarden's going to take us down the Mississippi, doing a little vocalizing as well with Bobby Hackett's cornet and Matty Matlock playing clarinet.
Won't you come along with me? Along the Mississippi, we'll take a boat to the land of dreams, steam down the river down to New Orleans. A band there to meet us, old friends to greet us. You'll see the place where the folks all meet, a heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street. Basin Street is the street where all good friends always meet, in New Orleans, the land of dreams. You'll never know how nice it seems, or just how much it really means. Glad to be, yes, we wear her welcome streets. Welcome me, and where I can lose my Basin Street blues. You came with me along the Mississippi. You out the place where the folks all meet. Look out, folks, I'm gonna take a trombone coda.
That's Jack Teagarden's trombone and his voice. What a distinctive voice. A lot of people thought he was from New Orleans, and he might as well have been. He spent much of his life there. But he was a Texan, big old Texan guy. And Bobby Hackett played cornet there and Matty Matlock's clarinet, the Basin Street Blues. Here's a song that came out of the very end of the Second World War. It was a time when we knew we were going to win, and it was just a matter of time. And it became popular as the troops came home. It was a song that Harry James recorded with his band, featuring in this version Eileen Wilson doing the vocal. That's a great hit for Harry James Band in early 1946 here on Radio Munson. I'm glad we were looking forward, certainly, as Eileen Wilson was there, but we're looking backward as well here over the years. See, I'm going to just go back a few years here. It seems like every time in the last 20 years or so, that I've been to a jazz festival in the Midwest or in a jazz club in New York City. Howard Alden is always part of the band. He's playing guitar, and not a demonstrative guy, but just such an accomplished guitarist. And he's much in demand wherever good jazz music is made today. He did an album, I don't know, just several years ago called I Remember Django, where he saluted Django Reinhardt and the Hot Club of France. He didn't try to imitate them. Howard played guitar with a rhythm guitarist, Matt Monasteri, and John Burr playing bass, and a little bit of I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles, and I'll See You in My Dreams.